Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Another first Sunday of the month and another episode of Live and Local. Appreciate you being here, and I appreciate the Mums joining us from Lynchburg, Virginia. Thank you all so much for coming on out this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Very welcome. So before we get into some of the awesome music that y'all are bringing to the table, do you mind just going around, introducing yourself to the audience, letting them know what you play and what some of your favorite influences are?
Yeah. So my name is Leah Sharp. I don't know why I said the last name, but Leah. And I do the lead vocals, and I play rhythm guitar. Sometimes I play bass, but mostly rhythm guitar. A few of my influences are Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Haim, Fiona Apple, and The Police.
I'm Dan, and I play lead guitar. And my influences are Van Halen, Nirvana, The Fleet Foxes, Led Zeppelin.
My name's Jaden Brooks. I play drums, and I do singing sometimes. My influences are AWOL Nation, Chicano Batman, Syd Barrett, and Dave Grohl.
My name is Lillian. I play bass. My inspirations are probably Zeppelin, Smashing Pumpkins, Chili Peppers.
Nice. So getting a sense of some rock. Seems to be kind of a central theme.
Yes.
Everybody can kind of be a little cohesive on that genre.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, Dan and I are siblings as well.
Yeah, you can't infer that from the radio, so I'm glad you mentioned
it. Yeah, that's a big part of our band, so yeah.
We'll dive into that in just a little bit, but before we get into that, is there a song you might want to play for us while we've got you here?
Yeah, sure. I guess we could start out with Halloween candles.
Pretty fitting for the holiday.
Yes, most definitely.
Well, I appreciate y'all being here and playing it. Let's check it out. It's the Mums with Halloween candles on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Thank you.
pretty cool stuff. Really digging that. It's the Mums with Halloween Candles here on Live and Local. And before kind of circling back to the sibling thing, you want to talk about that one just a little bit?
Yeah. So we started as a band back in 2016 at this little guitar shop in Madison Heights. So we're from Lynchburg, Virginia. I started playing guitar when I was 14. I don't know, Dan, if you want to jump in at any point. But so I'm the older sister. He's 2 years younger than me. So I started playing guitar. Dan followed 6 months in. He's Jimi Hendrix, and I'm a rhythm guitar player. Yeah, so we started playing together, writing our songs. We kind of did like a band camp the summer of 2016 there, and then we decided to keep the band going. And we started the band out under the name Zenith. And we were Zenith from 2016 up until 2021, March of 2021. And we decided to change the name to The Mums, and our debut album is called Chrysanthemums. Yeah, and that's kind of like the small gist of our story and where we started out.
So Dan, when you started playing, how old were you and what did you kind of start off with?
So, you know, I was 13 when I started playing, and I started out with the more grungy Nirvana type of stuff. You know, it was pretty easy to play on the guitar, but it sounded really good. And then I moved into the more, you know, 70s, 80s, hair metal, heavy metal, you know, Metallica, Van Halen, that type of stuff, because it was more technical, and it was really an introduction to heavier music for me, so I was really drawn to it at the time, you know.
It seems about right for the age frame, too. Like, that's like when you're getting into the more angsty and heavy kind of stuff.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, to give us a little taste of some of those influences, y'all have another one you might want to play for us?
Yeah, I would say I Don't Mind. That one is it's an influence of all those, I think.
Okay, looking forward to that. First one was good, so the second one will be just as good. Let's check it out. It's the Mums with I Don't Mind on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Do what you care. Say what you wanna say. It's okay.
Really like the chorus on that one. Sounded pretty cool.
Thank you.
Gotta love repetition in the writing style, but you did it really well on that one.
Thank you so much.
In writing that, how did that one come to be?
Yeah, so I write all of the lyrics for our band, and we actually wrote this song a few years ago, and we recorded it under Zenith on our first album we ever recorded. It's called Run. And when I wrote the lyrics for it, honestly, the inspiration came from, you know, when you're dealing with somebody and it's kind of like you get to the point where, you know, they're not going to change and you just get used to it. And yeah, I did some changing with the last verse when we re-recorded it on our most recent EP, just to do with like situations that were going on in my life at the time that felt fitting. And it was also cool that something that I wrote a few years ago, to go back and rewrite it and add like new stuff to it. It was a new perspective.
Do you feel like the song grew with age?
Yes, most definitely. I think even when we first recorded it to when we recorded it the second time, just the sound, we have a joke in our band that it has a certain sound to it. It definitely has changed, and in the best way possible. Yeah.
Like that we're getting in on the inside band jokes.
Yeah.
Those are always fun. Well, we'll have a couple more songs and some band jokes coming up here in just a bit. Going to take a short break, so keep it here, but we'll be right back.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
For years, we've been telling you that Telegraph Art and Comics is your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville. Now Telegraph has a new name. It's Hello Comics. You'll still find the same staff, management, and inventory at both locations. 211 West Main on the downtown mall and in Seminole Square Shopping Center on 29 North. Now with a new name. Telegraph Art and Comics is now Hello Comics. Still with the same posters, games, action figures, toys, and new comics every Wednesday. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back. Or thanks for joining us, depending on if you were listening before. In any case, appreciate you being here. I'm Eric Law. This is Live and Local, and I'm hanging out with the Mums in the Rock Hits studio. And just for the people that are joining us, you'll mind introducing yourselves one more time?
Yes, I'm Leah from the Mums, and I play rhythm guitar.
I'm Dan, and I play lead guitar.
I'm Jaden, and I play the drums.
I'm Lillian, and I play bass.
And again, I thank you guys for being here. Before the break, we were talking about some influences and some of the music that y'all had been working on under a previous band name, now using the name The Mums. Are there any other songs that you might be able to play that are part of that older catalog from before the name change that kind of stuck around? You feel like they stood the test of time?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Back Alley Man.
Back Alley Man. That's a very interesting name.
It is, yeah.
We'll dive into that. All right, well, we'll check it out first. It's The Mums with Back Alley Man on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Thank you.
That's the Mums with Back Alley Man on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. Got a real 90s sound on that one. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. I feel like it fits. That fits our vibe.
I have to ask both of you, what pedals are you using? Because I'm a giant nerd and I want to know.
Yeah. So I use a chorus pedal and then like a reverb on Back Alley Man. Now on the recorded version, I do, I have like a crunch to it, but when I play it live, I really like the mellow, like reverby chorus sound.
So I use a delay pedal. Like, it's the wavy kind of sound in the guitar. And then I also use a chorus pedal. I forget the name of the chorus pedal right now, but it's the one Kurt Cobain used on Come As You Are. I forget the name of it, but it has that kind of blue, wavy kind of sound to it, you know.
For the delay, do you like using kind of like a tape delay? Do you do like a X amount of milliseconds?
I like use a tape delay.
Yeah. Just as an aside, if you haven't, you should listen to The Wipers.
I've heard of The Wipers.
They're Kurt Cobain's favorite band. Definitely worth checking them out. They're one of my favorites. A little less technical, but you can hear a lot of that style.
Yeah.
Of which, speaking of Kurt Cobain, I know before the break, well, actually during the break, you guys were talking about maybe playing a Nirvana song, maybe?
Yeah, In Bloom. It's one of our favorites to cover and one of our favorite songs by Nirvana.
Okay, well, I'm definitely down with that. Hopefully the audience is as well. If not, then maybe they're listening to the wrong show, but we'll check it out. The Mums with their cover of In Bloom on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Kids for food.
pretty cool cover of that one. That's the Mums with In Bloom on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. Always gotta love some good Nirvana. Y'all were looking at that album cover up on the wall. You can't see it listening, but there's a Nevermind album framed here at the station. So good place for you guys to play that one.
Yeah, most definitely.
Is there another one we might be able to get you to play while we've got you?
Yeah, Intermediate Wishlist off our debut album, Chrysanthemums.
Okay. It's the Mums with Intermediate Wishlist on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. It's the Mums on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local with Intermediate Wishlist. And it's a pretty interesting title. Some cool lyrics to that one. You want to kind of break that down a little bit?
Sure. So when it comes to us writing our songs, usually Dan and I, we start out writing the guitar parts and then I will write lyrics to it. But with Intermediate Wishlist, it was back in October of 2019, we had come up with this jam, and if you want to elaborate a little bit, Dan, on the chord progression, like the riff you came up with, because I remember me writing the lyrics and singing it.
The guitar part for that song is very repetitive. It has a really repetitive, you know, nature to it. But at the same time, it also has that same wavy, you know, like chorus delay kind of sound to it. And I got inspired to write that. By the way it looked, it was like September and the trees were starting to, you know, leaves were starting to fall and stuff. So it gave me this kind of like melancholic almost kind of feel. That's kind of how I was inspired to write the, you know,
kind of a shoegaze kind of vibe.
Yeah, it is.
And then when it came to the lyrics, I remember we were jamming on the song and I knew that I had the lyrics, and so Dan and our bandmates were in the basement playing, and I'm like, okay, just keep playing the song over and over again. And I sat in a chair in our living room and I wrote the lyrics out. And it was interesting to me because Intermediate Wishlist, I don't remember how it came to me, but then it wasn't until we recorded the song that my lyrics and the story to the songs, the song all came together. And it's kind of like, you know, it's an intermediate wish list throughout the song. I mean, I don't know how to describe it other than that, but yeah.
It's a unique writing style, being able to just have the band do the repeat over and over and over. But that's really, you gotta when
Thank
you're doing
you.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have some more live tunes from the Mums coming up here in just a little bit. Appreciate y'all sticking around, and more fun to come, so don't go away.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your old music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, in Carytown, Richmond, and at plan9music.com, where you'll always find current release info and reviews. Support for this station today is coming from Kohl's Import Specialist, keeping Japanese and other Asian import vehicles on the road in Charlottesville since 1990. Kohl's is locally owned and operated and can take care of your Asian import, whether it needs an oil change or major engine work. Kohl's Import Specialists are proud to support community organizations that make Charlottesville what it is, like this radio station. And Kohl's was recognized this year in the auto mechanics category of the Seaville's annual Best of Issue. You can learn more or book an appointment at kohlsimports.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with the Mums all the way from Lynchburg. Again, appreciate y'all coming out, hanging out in the studio with Leah, Dan, Jaden, and Lillian. Thank you all so much for making the trip, playing some awesome music for us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you. I'm just here enjoying some awesome music. Y'all are writing awesome music. You're getting out there playing live music. I just want to ask, is there anywhere in Charlottesville that you've played that you've really enjoyed? You want to give a shout out while we've got you?
Yes, two places. Dirty Nelly's, which is a really cool bar. And then, like, my favorite that we've played so far is the Chinchilla Cafe. I love that place. I love all the people there. So nice.
Shout out Chinchilla Cafe, whoever is listening from the house. Earlier this year, you'd put out a music video.
Yes.
How was that experience?
It was one of the funnest things like we have ever done as a band. I just graduated from Randolph College in Lynchburg, and actually one of my professors, he's a videographer on the side, and his partner, best friend, she's my manager at the job I work at, and they both asked, like, hey, you know, we want to do a music video. And we had recorded a song for them because they did another short film, and we filmed it all on campus in the Rivermont area, and it was just the best thing ever. Like, I can't even tell you, like, how every time we would go shoot, like, I was laughing the entire time. I loved it.
And can people check it out on YouTube anywhere else in particular?
Yes. So YouTube is where the full video is. We do have some shorts on our Instagram, but yeah, you can watch it on YouTube.
Do you mind playing that one for us and letting everybody know what to look up if they want to check it out?
Yeah. So this next song is Golden Red Girl, and you can stream it on all music streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere.
Well, let's check out the live version. It's the Mums with Golden Red Girl on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Little different for the live version from what I was able to hear previous to the interview tonight.
Yes.
And really cool.
Thank you.
Loving
it. Thank you so much.
For writing that one, is there any kind of story behind the lyricism on that one?
Yeah. We wrote the song last summer, and kind of the same thing. We sat down as a band, and I don't know. I honestly, like, to sum it up, the song is about me, Golden Red Girl, and my issues with committing to relationships, which I'm in the process of working on, as we all are when we're young and in our 20s. But honestly, that's really what the song is about, is just commitment and being afraid of it, and also wanting it, but not at the same... A contradiction, you know?
An age-old tale that many of us can relate to.
It really is.
Well, it's good to have a song that's about that, because that's a very universal feeling. I'm really glad that y'all are able to share that with the audience, and also really cool that there's a music video for it.
Yeah, feel like that. Thank you.
Gives it that extra push. Well, we're getting to the part of the show where I have you pick a couple of catalog songs. Are there any ones that you'd want to share with the folks listening that we could break out for you?
Yes. So Sabotaged is one that we re-recorded from our old days in Zenith. It's off our new EP, Thinking About Last Night. And then another song is Run, and it's off of our split single with Golden Red Girl.
All right. Well, let's check out Sabotaged first, and then we'll get into Run in just a bit. It's the Mums with Sabotaged on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. The Mums with Sabotaged from their catalog here on Rock Hits 92.3 live and local. And you'd mentioned the song Run before we get into that one. For Sabotaged, anything you want to share with the audience, little tidbits on that one?
So Sabotaged we wrote in the summer of 2017. And I wrote it after we had just released our first debut album, Zenith. And I was very angsty I was a 17-year-old angsty teen, and I wrote it about something that made me very mad. And, you know, it's honestly so nice looking back on that and, like, rewriting lyrics, you know, for it and, like, coming to peace with situations and singing it and still feeling that angst, but, like, also feeling free and not mad at anyone anymore. It's really nice.
Well, let's check out the second catalog track you got lined up. This one you said was on the split.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's the Mums with Run on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. The Mums with Run on Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with the Mums here at the station. Got Leah, Dan, Jaden, and Lillian here. And almost out of time, but before we go, any local favorites you want to shine the local spotlight on?
Heck yes. So first, from Charlottesville, New Boss, one of my favorite songs by them. It's called Ruby. I heard it live for the first time back in October of 2022 when we played live with them at Dirty Nelly's, and it's beautiful and vibrant just like they all are, and I love it.
Well, we got to show a little love for New Boss. That's definitely for sure. It's New Boss with Ruby on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. That's Hometown Legends' New Boss with Ruby here on Rock Hits 92.3. And Leah, one more local pick you got lined up for us?
Yes, I couldn't go without mentioning. So our drummer, Jaden, he has a project that he does, band, project, whatever. It's called Sophomore. And my single pick for them is Don't Ask, and then in parentheses, Self-Ego Decay. Super talented, super good. I listened to it the morning it came out, and you guys should too.
Well, very interesting title. I'm excited to check it out myself. It's Sophomore with Don't Ask, Self-Ego Decay on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. That's Sophomore on Rock Hits 92.3. You're listening to Live and Local for just a little bit longer, getting ready to wrap up the show. But before we are out of here, where can people support the Mums? Where can they get your music? How can they get their money out of their wallets into making your bands continue to be a band?
Yeah. So you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel. We're on all streaming platforms. The best way to buy merch is to go through Bandcamp. You can support us that way. We also have a Linktree. So it's Linktree/The Mums Band. And you can donate to us so we can make more merch and stuff for you guys. But yeah, we're on all social media platforms and streaming platforms.
And remember, if you're going to support them, check them out on Bandcamp Friday so that you can give them just a little bit more bang for your buck by buying some merch or some music. Really appreciate y'all coming out. Thank you so much again. You ever have more music that you want to play for us, shoot me a message. Just let us know. We'd love to have you back, but appreciate you being here. Coming up next month on Live and Local, we have Adam's Plastic Pond with us. But coming up next, it's Search and Destroy with Mark the Shark. He's got some punk, ska, hardcore, and all of that good crunchy goodness so you can rock out real hard before you got to go back to work on Monday.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.